We received information. I received a call from Secretary Gutierrez about an hour before the announcement, and this is good news for us that the White House has chosen to support a bridge loan rather than putting the companies into the fact that they're following the general parameters of what we agreed to in Congress is good. There is some confusion or concern, though, that I have. This morning when I was briefed, I was told that the labor provisions that were spelled out in the agreement were targets or goals. That was in the written document from the White House. But now when we look at the specific term sheets, it is much more specific and of concern to me in terms of the timetables that are put on workers as it relates to the modifications for the workers. That part of it, I don't believe, is fair, and I will be asking our new president to have flexibility and to make changes in those provisions. The whole point of bringing everyone to the table to do restructuring is to make sure that while there are tough decisions that need to get made, that they're made fairly between the creditors and the company and the workers and suppliers and others. To single out workers with very specific short-term targets that are very difficult in some cases to meet and potentially very unfair, I think is the one disappointing part of this, the one area that we will, and I certainly will be working with colleagues to change in some manner or encouraging the new White House to modify after January 20th. Well, it's not a matter of the UAW not cooperating. I mean, the workers have come to the table first and often. The cuts that have been made so far have been cutbacks in pay and other provisions for workers. My concern is that there are very difficult provisions put in here in terms of looking at requiring that there be, for instance, pay compensation that equals that of the other companies, the foreign companies, and that be put in some kind of term sheet by February 17th. They have to submit a term sheet signed by the company and by the UAW concerning the labor modifications and the retiree health care. And we know that this is a very complicated process. We know that the hourly wage of the companies are very, very similar. In fact, we know that Toyota actually has an hourly wage that's 22 cents higher than the exact same hourly wage, and Ford Motor Company has a dollar less. So the real concerns about competitiveness come from health care and pension costs. And our companies are competing against other companies whose parent companies are in countries with national health care and national pension plans. So this is a complicated process. I think one of the most important ways that we can get to true parity in this country is by having a universal health care system.
Would you be satisfied if the timetable was extended?
Well, the question is, certainly the goals, this makes sense for goals or targets, but it doesn't make sense to single out workers for specific requirements when other parties have not been singled out. I mean, the whole point of restructuring is everyone comes to the table. The workers know that they are going to have to accept more cuts. And by the way, that means more middle-income workers having less money to pay the mortgage and to be able to take care of their daily needs, less money in the economy at a time when we need consumers to have purchasing power. So, I mean, these are serious things. But they know they're going to have to do that. Those holding the debt know they're going to have to take losses on debt and suppliers and the dealers. Everyone knows. But in this agreement, as we're looking at the specifics of it, the only people that are singled out are the working men and women. And so that's in terms of fundamental fairness, that's my concern.